Friday night, 6 to 9 p.m., join all of us, Little Woodrow's on Shepherd. We've got a holiday party. It is free. All of you can go. We will hang out. We can talk about football. We can talk about basketball, baseball, life. Little Woodrow's on Shepherd, Friday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Jimbo Fisher, the new head coach at Texas A&M with his brand new 10-year deal worth $7.5 million. The Chancellor, John Sharp, here is a little of his commentary during these festivities yesterday.
We've got the best facilities in the SEC. We've got the best stadium. We've got the best facilities. And we intend to have the best coach for this over with.
What do you want in a coach at Texas A&M?
Oh, just nothing serious. Just one that will win a national championship.
Seems like you put it like it's a small feat.
Yeah, no big deal.
Was John Sharp. That's courtesy of KAGS-TV.
One of the other things he had said, too, was that there is no second choice. We always get our first choice with A&M. I feel like you don't like the bluster of John Sharp.
Yeah, I thought...
You don't like just that kind of, I'll say for better lack of a better term, he's got a Texas attitude. State of Texas, not University of Texas.
I thought the tone coming out of College Station was a little much for me yesterday.
Well,
it was
a pep rally. We're having a pep rally here.
I hated pep rallies when I was in high school. You know that.
I bet you did. You're the reason your team couldn't win. Because nobody supported them.
I don't know about that.
You were. Yeah, everybody's supposed to try to do the wave in the gymnasium, and you're sitting on your hands.
I mean, all the festivities yesterday in College Station make you kind of wonder if you're not an A&M fan. What's going to be the commentary if this doesn't work out? John Sharp also said, and this has been one of the main quotes coming out, he was asked if they had any concerns about signing Jimbo to such a long deal, 10 years guaranteed. And he said, yes, we couldn't get him to agree to a 15-year deal, so this is the best we got.
Yeah. Listen, Mike, I used to be old school and say, like, oh, you know, under-promise, over-deliver, all this.
Under-promise, over-deliver.
Life's too damn short. Why? Why? Like, you just said it. What's the downside? Oh, it's college football. Otherwise, if we didn't say these things at this press conference, then if we lost, everybody would be cool with it. Do you think, like, somehow the reaction's going to be worse? We're going to face criticism in the SEC from outside, from other SEC schools? Well, welcome to the SEC.
Well, I mean, Jim Harbaugh is dealing with that because he has arguably underachieved, and he's been somebody who's been out there a lot, outspoken in the media, and that's what you get. You get the blowback, whereas if you operate under the radar, the blowback's going to be less. But here's my big thing. Can I ask A&M to do one thing? One thing.
Yeah.
Beat LSU.
Uh-huh.
Like, all this talk about national championship SEC, and in fairness, I thought Jimbo handled it well. Like, he talked over the weekend about how the goal is to win the division, then the conference, and the national title, like you would normally say. So I think from Jimbo's standpoint, I agree with what he said. But this team has not beaten LSU in the last 6 years since they entered the SEC. They have not really been that competitive against LSU, period.
Right.
So I thought,
now you're putting me in a predicament here. I'm going to have to choose sides in LSU versus Texas A&M.
You may have to choose the A&M side because of this conversation.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm leaning towards. Because I've been, no offense to LSU folk, I've been more of an Ed Orgeron silent backer than anything. I'd like to see that work out. Because I look at, you know how I feel about this. Ed Orgeron, to me, is the same as Mike Zimmer. It's the same as Bruce Arians. It's these guys that don't fit the mold, so they don't get the job.
Yes.
And sometimes when you're the fourth or fifth or sixth choice, it ends up working out. That's the big reason I like Ed Orgeron. Now, Jimbo Fisher would be the exact opposite. Man, does he fit the mold? He gets the salary. He's obviously their first choice. But you don't seem to like that. I'm at odds here. I've only got several months to figure this out.
I'm not trying to be overly down on A&M here. I'm not trying to be the whatever you call it, the guy who's like bringing rain or whatever.
You're not trying to rain on the parade.
Yeah, I'm not trying to rain on the parade. It was a great hire.
Spoil sport.
Yes, it was a great hire by Texas A&M.
Debbie Downer.
I was the same guy who 2 weeks ago when this came out, and they said that they were gonna, that this was a possibility, I thought, why would you leave Florida State?
I hear
to
you,
go?
Captain Buzzkill.
Yeah, I give them a ton of credit for making the hire. I just thought the commentary was a little bit overconfident.
Sure,
a little bit overconfident.
But this is the thing. I don't, you know how I feel too about it. I feel like social media and the 24-hour news cycle has destroyed press conferences, or excuse me, pep rallies. Like, you used to be able to just go out and make a bunch of bombastic statements and say, oh, yeah, we're going to kick their butt. But now it's all over everywhere when you do it. So I choose to celebrate pep rallies. I choose to celebrate grandiose statements when people are hired, if only because it makes it that much more fun if it doesn't work out.
This is my whole thing with Texas A&M, and nobody can knock this higher. If you knock this higher, you're an absolute hater and you're a complete jackass. But this is my thing with Texas A&M. If you're a passionate Aggie fan, have you not learned from recent history? Have you not learned in the last 5 years or so that you've celebrated substance over our flash over actual substance? You've acted like you've arrived before you've actually arrived. So I don't understand why this pep rally, everybody's putting their chest out, acting like you've done something. After Manziel won the Heisman, there was "We run this state." There was Texas A&M as the next program. You watched it fall apart to the point where you are now hiring another coach. So why isn't there more skepticism, or at least just patience in waiting until something actually happens? It seems like they're embracing the flash over substance again.
It's the promise of what's to come. You guys are like, oh, why do you even celebrate newborns anyway? The kid might end up being a bum. Why are we going to give you a look? What the hell?
He's proven nothing.
So he had a kid, huh? Hope he doesn't suck.
Like, what the hell? You got
the kid's
doctor did
nothing.
All the work. The doctor did all the work. The wife pushed him out, and the husband planted the seed.
Why don't you? You're not gonna let him use your last name until he proves something, right? Like, it's the promise. It's the hope. It's new life in a program. It's all those things. Stop it, like, hating just to hate.
I'm not hating just to hate. I'm just saying if I were a passionate Aggie fan, and I have. Most of my family went to Texas A&M. I'm just saying.
Dude, you were walking on clouds when Texas hired Tom Herman.
Yeah, I was excited
about
it.
But what did they accomplish? What had they done? Like, what? Like, for every reason you can poo-poo A&M right now, Texas did the exact same thing with Herman.
But there hasn't been hope at Texas for years. A&M in recent, it wasn't even that long ago where we thought A&M had arrived.
Well, the other thing is that I know that the program has vast potential, A&M that is, but they've always had vast potential, and they haven't achieved that potential. Like, one major difference would be Texas actually won a national championship in the last 15 years, and A&M hasn't really come that close. So it seemed a little bit overconfident. Listen, the hire's a great hire. The hire, it speaks for itself. Texas A&M hired national championship winning head coach Jimbo Fisher from Florida freaking State, a job that hasn't been open in 40 years, basically. That's a wonderful hire. That part I can't disagree with. Yeah. It is an outstanding hire by Texas A&M.
Oh, boy. I'm going to have to... You know what? I'm going to do that early tuition thing. I'm going to go pay early tuition at A&M.
Honey, you're going to A&M.
I'm
going to
make my daughter be an Aggie just because of this conversation right here. Because of the
It's
hate.
A great school.
Because,
she'd love it.
Because of the amount of hatred I feel in this
it's
room.
It's a great school. So
isn't the thing, though, like, can I pay... Like, if I pay at A&M, pre-play... Isn't that for, like, a bunch of state schools? Don't they have that state school program where you can pay... You can basically prepay and it applies to a bunch of...
She's got to be in a sorority, though, at A&M.
I haven't started...
It's a must. It's a must.
What the hell are you saying about my daughter?
I'm just saying it's a mom. What do you mean? What am I saying about your daughter?
You have like a bunch of women who went to sororities in Syracuse. They're like best friends.
Is it a big sorority thing at A&M?
Yeah,
is it
it's great Greek life. Most of my school went to A&M too. Yeah, the girls all, they were in sororities.
One more segment to go. In loop at the top of the hour. John Lopez is an Aggie, so we can chat with him about this and see if I'm way off, if I'm hiking my leg too much on the confidence coming out of a College Station. Mike and Seth, Mad Radio on a Tuesday.